Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Ken Davis is with us, ladies and gentlemen, in the spirit of Thanksgiving, in honor of this great American holiday, this great American celebration. We've asked Ken Davis to join us again. He's one of the historians in our brain trust. He's the author of Don't Know Much About History, and that whole series, that whole franchise of Don't Know Much About books, including one of his newest ones, America's Hidden History. And he's here to talk to us about some of the things that are true and some of the things that are probably not so true about Thanksgiving and the people that who we recognize as being the first to celebrate this holiday. Ken Davis, welcome back to the show.
It's always a great pleasure. Thanks for having me. And we'll say it now right away. Happy Thanksgiving Day to you. We all have a lot to be grateful for.
Absolutely, Ken. Thanks for being here. It's always an honor to have you as part of our brain trust. And happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. I know you're traveling today, so please be safe on the highways. And I know you help me extend to all those out there. Please, folks, please be safe as you travel around today. I always tell folks, just slow down. Just give me 5 miles an hour. Just slow down 5 miles an hour, slower than you ordinarily would. It might make a difference. And the life you save may be mine. That's one of the reasons I encourage people to do that, Ken.
You are absolutely right. The saddest thing to read is the statistics after a holiday about, you know, the losses and the accidents. Usually people traveling to and from family, so it's doubly tragic, it seems to me. So I'm with you 100%. Slow it down. Better safe than sorry. The turkey will wait for you.
Exactly, I haven't seen it this year, but almost every year, you see where they estimate how many people will be killed on this holiday, yeah. And I think we should try to prove those guys wrong, don't you?
That would be a great goal to set, Jim. I agree with you completely.
So, but this is not something that the laden separatists had to think about when they embarked upon when they walked across the gangplank to board the Mayflower in Plymouth, England, when they came across as a group, as one sector, one set, I should say, of the folks who were the manifest who was on the Mayflower that day.
Well, that's the first confusion, most basic confusion a lot of people have about Thanksgiving and these people called the Pilgrims. The Mayflower, of course, sails in 1620, in November of 1620 for America, 102 passengers. Only half of them were people that we would call pilgrims. It's not a word they would have used for themselves. It was applied to them much later on. They would have called themselves perhaps the saints, a modest phrase. And you used the word laden separatists. I'll explain that briefly. This is a period of tremendous upheaval in England as well as the rest of Europe. People fighting, killing each other, quite honestly, over religion.
Right.
This great split between Catholics and Protestants in Europe that had begun with Martin Luther in the 1500s.
The Huguenots in France?
There were Huguenots in France and in Switzerland. Across Europe, this was a bloody time. In England, of course, Henry VIII had broken with the Church of Rome, created the Church of England. His daughter, Mary, was a staunch Catholic. She tried to reintroduce Catholicism, was brutal in her repression of Protestants, and hence the term Bloody Mary. That's where it comes
right.
from. So this is the background to this period. Many English Protestants felt that the Church of England that Henry had created did not go far enough in breaking with Rome. They thought the practices were still too Catholic. The people we call pilgrims truly wanted to break away from that church. They were separatists. They wanted to break away entirely and start their own church. That was not only seen as religious heresy in a sense, but it was political mm-hmm. because this was a country that had church and state combined.
Right.
So they were forced to leave and went to Holland, stayed there.
So isn't it ironic that the same group of folks that decided to form their own religion were intolerant of other people who wanted to take it one step further?
Well, that's a theme throughout history for a lot of us.
Okay. Yeah,
freedom
right.
of religion often means freedom of religion for me, not for anyone
right.
else. And that's an important point. So they go to Holland. They're there for 11 years.
These are English, right?
English people.
Yeah, these are English.
Primarily from outside of London.
Right.
In places with towns like named Boston mm-hmm. in England. But they're not happy in Holland ultimately because they feel that they're Englishmen, they feel that they've broken away, their children are growing up learning Dutch. They are presented with the opportunity to come to America, establish a colony in America. The Virginia colony was already established 13 years earlier, so this wasn't a brand new step.
Right.
And they were supposed to actually go to Virginia. But on that Mayflower ship, 102 passengers, only half of them are those separatists. The other half are people who are coming to America for the same reason that people have come to America for hundreds of years since. Land opportunity.
Right.
Chance to own something that they could then hand to their children. Because in England, as most places in Europe, it was difficult for the average person to obtain land. The king and the aristocracy owned most of it.
Right.
So this was really economic opportunity as much as religious freedom, and that's part of the myth and misconception. That's the reason when they do arrive in Provincetown, what we call Provincetown,
the tip of Cape Cod,
in Massachusetts, they decide that because they aren't all of one mind about religion, they decide they have to have a good way to govern themselves, and they do write and sign a document we call the Mayflower Compact,
which was a big deal because folks, the Leyden separatists, which by the way they got the name Leyden from the place they left in Holland, didn't
That's
they?
Correct. They lived
so,
in Leyden, Holland.
Which I thought is interesting. The English went to Holland and picked up a new name before they came back. But the other thing is the Leyden separatists actually, as you said, had disdain for the other people. In fact, that's what they called them, wasn't they? They call them the others.
They called them the others or the strangers.
Yeah. So there was some tension there.
There was
that they then resolved with the compact.
It was resolved with the compact because they did realize that we were going to have the others, the strangers, were essentially going to go off on their own. They realized that that might be suicidal in the face of the
right.
unknown that they were facing.
Right.
And so they come up with this idea that we will vote on things.
Hold on to that thought, Ken. And of course, we got to take a quick break, folks. Of course, Ken, the having met some of the indigenous personnel when they got to Provincetown, I think that might have motivated the compact a little bit. 20 after, right back with Ken Davis. More on to come after these messages. By the way, his book is called Don't Know Much About History. Welcome back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. If you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Ken Davis is our guest. We're celebrating Thanksgiving. He's one of the resident historians of the Brain Trust. His book is called, one of his many books, folks, Don't Know Much About History. Also, check out the new one, America's Hidden History. That's the new one, right, Ken?
America's Hidden History is the most recent one.
Kenneth C. Davis.
Tell the story of, and maybe we can touch on it briefly, the real first pilgrims who were French and in Florida 50 years before the Mayflower sailed.
And that was St. Augustine?
They were actually near Jacksonville.
Which is near St. Augustine.
That's right.
Yep.
St. Augustine was founded by the admiral who came over to wipe out those French settlers,
right.
which is part of the story.
Yeah, yeah. So the books are available at your website and wherever books are sold.
The website will link to online booksellers. I
right.
don't sell anything myself. Leave that to the people who know how to do it. And you can certainly find the books in most local booksellers as well as the public library.
But what? Give us your website. Your own website.
My own website is don'tknowmuch.com. That's all one word, no apostrophe.
That's where they can find out about all. You've got a list of all your books there.
All the books are listed there.
And that way, and there's a
history,
great book,
geography, and my children's books. And I was just telling you off air. There's a wonderful illustrated book for kids, but adults love it too, called Don't Know Much About the Pilgrims, which really talks about all things we've been discussing right here.
Right.
The laden separatists, the Mayflower, what it looked like, what it was like, life on board ship with 102 people for...
Right.
For 60
and these were not
days.
Big ships. They were maybe 60, 70 feet long, 80 feet long at the
That's
most.
That's right. I have walked on the below decks of the Mayflower to a replica, which is now 50 years old. They did it 50 years ago.
These
it's
are
extraordinary to be on it.
Little
to
boats.
To realize that 100 people were crammed into this one deck. They were not allowed up on the top deck. The sailors didn't want them wandering
And it
around.
Took, what, a couple? It took a month and a half or so at least to cross?
56 days.
Yeah, 2 months,
more than,
folks.
More than 2 months.
If you saw these people crammed together in these boats, if you've ever been on one of these boats, it's amazing.
Chickens,
and the thing is, by the time they celebrated their first Thanksgiving, more than half of the people who came with them had died.
That's correct.
From the first winter. I mean, these people were decimated. They must have been. I mean, talk about. I mean, they had to be thankful just to be alive.
That's exactly what this. First of all, for a pilgrim, and again, that name was applied to them much later,
right?
By William Bradford, who was one of them, and
right.
he called them pilgrims.
Later became governor.
Great book of Plymouth Plantation, one of the great source books of American history. He calls them pilgrims, but more than 50 of them died. 3 of 30 women survived.
Wow!
For that first day,
did Peregrine survive the baby that was born on the first child born?
Yes, he lived to 83. Actually,
Peregrine was the name of the baby that was born. I think they were in the bay, weren't they?
They were still on the boat when he was born, but he's considered the first English been born.
Isn't that a great name for a Peregrine? I've always loved that bird. Anyway,
it's a bird.
Yeah.
It also means wanderer. So that was the source of it.
Yeah.
But as we said, half of them had died. But to a pilgrim, a day of Thanksgiving would have meant something very different. It would have meant a day of prayer and fasting. Not at all what most people have in mind for Thursday. And that's, you know, an ancient biblical idea that you humble yourself, you reflect on things, you deny yourself. So Thanksgiving would have meant something very different. And that's what George Washington would have meant when he used the phrase several times in as general and then later as president. This what they celebrated in October of 1621 was really a harvest festival, a very traditional, typical idea, not unique to the pilgrims at all. Certainly the Native Americans had them, the Spanish did it, the Virginian English probably did it, a day to celebrate bringing in the harvest. The pilgrims' feast actually lasted 3 days, and again, they were mostly thankful just to be alive.
Right. Well, absolutely, and of course they'd had some help from some indigenous personnel, hadn't they?
That's correct. It was actually 3 months before they were waiting and waiting and waiting when they arrived. They actually, the women stayed on board the Mayflower for 3 months while the men built a communal, a single communal shelter, and they were waiting for the Sabbath.
And they landed in December. I mean, it was cold.
It's astonishing. You have to wonder what could they possibly have been thinking. We know that they were supposed to go further south to Virginia, whether by accident or design or you know storms that hit them. They ended up where they did. A terrible time to try and begin a new settlement. December in Massachusetts can be brutal. It's cold. It's
and whatever you want to hope to eat coming out of the ground is not going to happen until June.
Where you're not even going to be able to plant
months later.
In May at the earliest to just begin planting. So
you
know they were living on what they'd brought with them on the Mayflower was essentially dried peas.
Not that much.
Cured bacon.
They froze. They got sick. They probably got pneumonia. Who knows what happened? But Ken, the main thing is they stopped to be thankful. And I think that's the message that you and I are wanting to get across today, folks. With all the busyness, all the hubbub, all the stuff we got going on, running around, please take time to be thankful. Ken, I'm thankful for my friendship with you.
It's always the greatest pleasure for me to talk to you, Jim, and especially on Thanksgiving. We all have, things are tough, we know it, but we all have so much to be grateful for. I'm very grateful to have this time with you. Thanks
yeah,
so much.
Me too. Thanks, Ken. Best to your family. Have a good holiday. Please be safe on your drive back home today.
Please do. Bye-bye.
Ken Davis, ladies and gentlemen. Don't know much about history. Don't know much about .com. Don't know much.com, I think it is. Check out his website. Get that children's book on the pilgrims. I promise you'll like it. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.